Message number 1284. God the Father, without me there would be nothing. No universe. No love. No life. Sunday, December 7, 2014 at 16:30. My dearest daughter, let not one of you forget who I am. It is I, your beloved Father, creator of all that was in the beginning and who is of the end. All things come from me, and every man will bow before me lest he wishes to be cast away from my most heavenly hierarchy. You, my beloved children, are all that my heart desires, and every battle on earth which you witness is for the salvation of your souls. All that is evil is caused by my adversary, the king of lies, the seducer, the accuser, the greatest enemy of mine and therefore of my children. He who is against me is against you. All that gives glory to me gives glory to all that is mine. This includes my only begotten Son and you, my beloved offspring. The man who persecutes my children does not come from me. For every suffering, pain and isolation which those of you who are closest to me have to endure, know that this is caused by Satan and his hierarchy of fallen angels. Their greatest desire is to take you away from me, and because of this you will suffer. Because I do not take back what I give, your free will be both your triumph and your downfall, depending on which path you choose. This means that if you offer to me your free will for the good of your own and other souls, you can and will defeat your greatest enemy, the devil. But if you allow evil to infiltrate your soul, you will cut off by your own free will all ties to me. I cannot interfere with your free will, for this would mean that I would have broken my promise. I cannot force you to make choices. I can only show you the path, the way to eternal salvation. You will then have to decide what it is that you want. All the gifts of my heavenly hierarchy are given freely to you should you decide that this is the life that you desire. Please, for your own sakes, do not forsake me for the pomp and splendors which are placed before you through the temptations of demons. Many of you are unsure of me or who I am, because Satan, through the powers he has received, blinds you to my existence. He will openly taunt you with every kind of human logic and intellect to deny my divinity. I will be discussed openly with disdain, but the cunning coward that Satan is means he will never reveal himself, for that would defeat his purpose. As long as you do not believe in the existence of the devil, then you are unlikely to believe in me. But I warn you. Believe what you will about me, but do not deny the existence of evil, for it is all around you. Deny evil and you will deny me, for evil is the opposite to all that I stand for. I am love. Love is mine. Those who love may not acknowledge me, but without me there would be nothing. No universe. No love. No life. Do not make the mistake of choosing the purveyor of evil over my divinity. The day will dawn soon when you will understand all that I tell you. When the cobwebs are pulled back from over your eyes, you must run to me. I will be waiting to embrace you into my refuge, and from that moment on I will wipe away your tears, banish all suffering, and bring you into the light of my kingdom for eternity. I love you, dear children. I await with longing for the day when you return into my heavenly embrace. Your beloved Father, God the Most High.